John S. Doyle now with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
It's all hands on deck. That's how one senior government source described the scramble to ensure that Ukrainian refugees who arrive in Ireland are safely accommodated. So the Irish Examiner reports. The paper says that up to 200,000 displaced people from Ukraine could arrive in Ireland in the coming weeks. What is described as a significant memorandum to be given to the Cabinet today will say that hotels, vacant homes, B&Bs, community centres, properties of religious orders and spare rooms in houses across the country are being found for those fleeing the Russian invasion. The conduct of that invasion of Ukraine is described by three people in the Irish Times lead story as a war crime. They are the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, the German foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, and the US President, Joe Biden. In addition, the EU Agriculture Commissioner, Janusz Wojciechowski, is quoted as accusing Russia of deliberately attempting to cause famine in Ukraine by destroying the possibility of producing crops. Fears of fodder shortages here because of the war in Ukraine give the Irish Independent its lead story. The paper says that the Cabinet is expected to agree today to allocate €12 million for direct payments to farmers to grow an additional 25,000 hectares of barley, oat and wheat crops this year. The Irish Daily Mail reports that rising fuel costs exacerbated by the war have left food producers here unable to make a living. The war's repercussions on the Irish energy industry also make the front pages. The Times reports that seven large offshore wind energy farms with capacity to power 3 million homes are set to be fast-tracked from this year under a new maritime regulation regime. The Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, is quoted as saying this is the real opportunity for our country to switch away from fossil fuels and put it up to Putin, saying we're not going to use your gas in the future, we have our own energy supply. The Examiner quotes the Minister as saying that the initiative, which you may have heard about on this programme yesterday, would be like Ardna Crusha to the power of 100. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror lead with the arrest of a man on suspicion of murder following the fatal shooting of Sandra Boyd in Finglas, Dublin on Saturday. The Independent reports on its front page that a sharp decline in the wearing of face masks has coincided with the resurgence of COVID-19. Almost 64,000 new infections were reported over the long weekend. The Times devotes most of a page to the six books shortlisted for the Dublin Literary Award, one of them by an Irish writer, Danielle McLaughlin. The winner is to be announced by the Lord Mayor of Dublin on the 19th of May. While the attention of many countries is directed at Ukraine at the moment, Sinn Féin has told European Union diplomats that Europe must prepare for change as Irish reunification has moved centre stage. That's according to a report by Jack Horgan-Jones in The Times. In a newsletter which has been sent to foreign diplomats in Dublin, the party's leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, argues that unification has never been so widely discussed before, he writes. And an article by the Sinn Féin MEP, Chris McManus, calls on the EU to get off the sidelines and support a smooth transition to a united Ireland.
John, thank you. It's 12 minutes past eight. Coming up after the break,